Now, most people think of the mining industry as being a really dangerous industry. But when you start to talk about 19 times more dangerous to work in the fishing industry, that's a scary statistic that we really need to be looking at how we can improve it.
Obviously, when we think of fishing, it's, you know, wide open waters. Is that the main risk of the fishing industry?
Look, you know, it varies. And yes, of course, being out on a trawler, operations at night, it is very dangerous. I mean, you've got a lot of moving parts in a very unstable environment. That invariably in itself is a dangerous environment to operate in. But it can also, too, be something as benign as an inshore wild catch fisher operating on his own who gets hooked up in gear and dragged under by his own net. It can be the type of arrangements that are put in place with policy and regulations that don't actually fit a particular environment. So it's a whole range of different factors, and it's not one size fits all.
Who are you targeting in this with this survey?
This survey, we're targeting wild catch fishing operators. So that could be fishers themselves, it could be owners and operators, it could be the people who work on the docks, or it could be the people who work in processing. So we're actually looking at right across that board.
Have you had a good response so far?
We have. It's considering that the population of fishers in Australia is not huge and unfortunately is decreasing with the pressure on the resource in terms of people wanting fishing out and it left for other activities. But it's been, we've had a pretty good response so far. It is being run nationally and it's still open till the 30th of June. And the objective of it, the survey at the moment, is to get a baseline understanding of the culture of safety in the fishing industry. And what we're doing is not just looking at fishers, but we're looking at what they perceive as the management of the industry, their ability to participate in development of safety programs, their knowledge and awareness of different pieces of equipment and processes that can help keep them safe. So a whole range of different factors. It's not just, have you done enough training, which tends to be where the focus has been in the past.
Has there been concerns in the past that there hasn't been that training or understanding of safety when it comes to the fishing industry?
Absolutely. I mean, that's always the first stop, I think, that any industry looks at. You know, have we actually trained people adequately? And that's only reasonable. And there has been a lot of work done in not even just recent years, but over the last 20 years, on fishing training of fishers, training of people in the fishing environment, on safety procedures, on the wearing of life jackets or personal flotation devices. But what we've also found is that when you do one-off training programs, they have a bit of a tendency to have a lifespan of about 3 months, and then people revert to their previous behaviour. So what we're actually looking to in this project is to understand the broader cultural operating environment. That's actually what's triggering people to go back to that behaviour, what's causing that to happen. And we realise that that's actually broader than any one individual, but is moulded by the bigger environment within which they operate.
Is it a chance for those in the industry that might be concerned about speaking up and they can put their concerns forward?
Absolutely. The survey in the main part, it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete and it's online available. And most of it is tick the box, but there are sections of it that are free text, so that they can insert their any specific concerns. There is also a request for contact details if they'd like us to follow up with them, but they can put their information in there and they don't have to put any name with it at all.
You touched on this a bit before, Kate, but what will you be using the survey results for?
Okay, so the survey, as I mentioned right at the beginning, the survey is one part of a four-part process that we're looking at doing. The first part is the survey, then looking at actually talking to selected fishers, which is case studies we're looking at running in Western Australia and New South Wales, because they put their hand up as this being a particular concern in those states, and they wanted to be really active in addressing it. Of sitting down and talking to fishers and working through, digging into the survey results to make sure that we understand it correctly. And then the third phase is actually looking at seeing if we can develop a pilot to create better outcomes for the fishing industry in terms of safety. Now, what that pilot might involve at this point in time, we don't know because it totally depends on the outcome of the survey. I'm starting to get a little bit of an inkling, but I'll keep that under my hat for the time being.
We'll be able to follow up with that
down
the track.
I'm delighted to.
Why do you think it is that we don't often hear about the issues with safety in the fishing industry, but like you said, we often hear about the mining industry, for example?
I think it's because the fishing industry has traditionally been a lot of smaller individual operators who tend to, there has always been very much of a culture of fatalism. This is just the way it is. This is what we do. This is this is part of the reason why we enjoy it, because it's adrenaline filled and it's wild and it's unpredictable. And same reason why people go and throw themselves off mountains and go mountain biking and do all sorts of other weird things. But it's a matter that in the mining industry, because it's been more corporatized for a longer period of time, a lot of this stuff comes to the surface and is made much more public more easily. When fishers work on their own or in a smaller operating environment, that sort of information doesn't come out as easily. I just really encourage any fishers or partners of fishers who work closely with their partner to jump online. And it's if you contact the industry association in your state or your area, they'll be able to provide you with the contact details if you haven't seen it already. But I really would encourage anybody who's involved in the industry who hasn't filled in the survey to please do so. We're putting it out there to try and help you get your voice out there.